Welcome back to a fresh summer 2021 edition of the ILTA podcast, Hopscast. Our guest today is Joe Hoegler, Chief Technology Innovation Officer at Kraft Kennedy, and he's joining us today virtually from Port Washington, New York, where we'll be talking about all things tech, innovation, and of course, baseball and beer. Before we begin, let's run through Joe's stats. Joe, what's your full name?
Joe Hoegler.
What's your position?
Chief Technology Innovation Officer at Kraft Kennedy.
If you could have been any position in baseball, what spot would you like to play?
I think center field. I did a lot of track and short distance track, so I was always really fast. So I think center field, that would have been a good position to play.
All right. What's your favorite sports team?
New York Mets.
And as a diehard Cubs fan, I would be remiss to say that our two teams aren't playing in New York today.
Absolutely.
Good luck. I don't think you will win, but good luck.
Doing well, pretty well so far. So
fair enough. All right. What's your hometown?
Port Washington, New York.
What's your favorite hop?
I'll go with Citra or Galaxy, and the combo is usually pretty good.
With that in mind, what's your favorite beer?
Got a lot of favorites, but I think at the moment I'm preferring Treehouse Juice Machine.
Tell me a little known fun fact about yourself.
Prior to the pandemic, I traveled pretty extensively. I've actually traveled to or through 22 countries, and annoyingly, I sit at 749 lifetime flights since 2005 and over 995,000 miles flown since 2005. So I'm getting really close to that million. I need to get back on the road.
Yeah, I can't wait for things to start opening back up. Thank you for taking the time to talk with us at ILTA today. Really, our topics are going to range through a litany of worlds that collide. So we're going to talk about tech, we're going to talk about beer, innovation. So starting off, how did you get started in tech?
So actually, it's through my dad, which is actually kind of fitting given Father's Day is coming up. So my dad actually started his own leasing company when I was very little, and he focused on startups. So when I was a child, he had frequently brought home computers, you know, other technology, things like that. So that got me interested at a really young age in computers and all things related to tech at that point, to the point actually where I started doing IT consulting to small businesses when I was in high school and throughout all of college.
All right. So that's pretty early to start out. That brings up a good question, though. If you've seen all this kind of tech evolve, what type of tech excites you?
I think what excites me right now, you know, given someone that's been focusing on the legal vertical for so long, is the intense focus that Microsoft and other players in the space have on security, governance, and compliance. You know, these are topics that are kind of unique in legal, at least prior to this point. And the fact that they're becoming a lot more mainstream for all organizations that appreciate risk and requirements and things like that, I think that's pretty interesting, you know, that those with a legal technology background are actually kind of at the forefront of some of this stuff.
And a lot of this tech is really kind of moving marketing and our two jobs forward. So what kind of tech do you think we'll see in the future?
Tech in the future, I would say, I mean, definitely more automation. You know, I think the more that we free up ourselves to not have to worry about, you know, what we always call the plumbing of technology, you know, kind of get out of the business of doing that, let, you know, automation technology, backend platforms handle that, to focus really on differentiating technology. I mean, that's really when you can evolve what you're doing in new and interesting ways, is if you're not kind of bolted down by some of the old stuff. So I think more of that will definitely be a lot of helpful for us.
We talk a lot about AI and machine learning kind of moving that needle forward. If that's the future, what kind of tech do you think we should bring back?
I would say I miss my old BlackBerry devices. I used them for many years. And while there are newer versions of it, and actually one of my coworkers continues to use them and we kind of make fun of them for it, you know, they're just not the same. You know, I've pretty much standardized on the Samsung Galaxy line for a few iterations now, and it's fine. It does what I need it to do, but I do miss those old devices. They worked, they had great battery life. I mean, the keyboard obviously was amazing. So it was, I guess, a simpler time, but I definitely miss those.
I think it was not only a simpler time, but I definitely run one of those over with a cart and it was fine.
Yeah, probably. I definitely dropped it many times in New York City and kept on ticking.
I need to ask, is Caesar the one who still uses the BlackBerry?
No, he is not. I think BlackBerries might be older than Caesar.
I'm leaving that in this podcast. All right. So let's talk a little bit about your organization and ILTA. How are you kind of helping ILTA move tech forward? What are you guys interested in? What are you looking forward to at ILTACon?
I mean, looking forward to ILTACon is seeing everyone. I mean, it's been way too long, you know, too long of doing virtual events and such like that. So, I mean, that's going to be the biggest thing to me is reconnecting with a lot of folks. It's very different in person and definitely something that I always look forward to. And it's been such a big part of my role in my career over many years. What we're doing right now, you probably imagine lots of Teams projects, either to implement it net new or increasingly resolve issues from firms that maybe adopted it very quickly obviously catalyzed by the pandemic, and that maybe didn't fully appreciate all the security and governance challenges that go along with that. So we've been dealing a lot with guest access, information sharing, and all that kind of stuff. Security projects are definitely things that we are doing a lot of now, certainly for the larger Am Law firms, taking a more modern look at security beyond just perimeter. So things like looking at the endpoints, looking at session risk, protecting the digital identity. Obviously, this has all come to light in the last 15 to 18 months, because when people are just not just working from home, but they might be working from all over the world, you need to be focusing more on just the location of access and who it is. You really need to be focusing on more than that. So those have been big focuses on us. And then obviously the obvious ones like cloud application infrastructure planning. More AmLaw sized firms are looking to finally move some of those workloads to the cloud. And they're trying to start that planning process to make sure that it goes as smoothly as possible.
Some of the great things about all of these is that these kinds of tech and these pieces of a puzzle all play well together. So can you teach me something about either one of these or something else that I don't know in the next 2 minutes?
I'll go in a completely different direction on that. And one of my passions, which maybe we'll talk about another point, is cooking. So to make a really great Thanksgiving Day turkey, which I've done for many years, 2 days before, brine it in a brine bath. You can get, you know, whatever local spices you want, but brine it for 24 hours. And then 1 day before, rub it with duck fat, shallots, salt, wine, and thyme. Leave that for another 24 hours. And then the day you're cooking it, basically just add more butter and duck fat and baste it every 15 minutes. And if you do that, I can pretty much guarantee you're going to have probably one of the most amazing turkeys you've ever had. And on top of that, makes a great soup.
I'm going to now have to ask the very logical question that all of our listeners are wondering, where does one get duck fat?
That is a really good question. Fortunately, I found one of the grocery stores in my town has it. D'Artagnan makes it. And if you're in New York City, Gristiti's, I think, usually has it. But I actually, when I first moved to my town, couldn't find it anywhere. And I was desperate because we were hosting a friend's Thanksgiving. So I actually went into a restaurant, a French-based restaurant, where they served duck. And I said, hey, you know, do you have duck fat that I can buy? And they said, oh, we don't have any right now, but the chef's rendering some duck right now. If you come back in a half an hour, we'll have some for you. I said, great. So I came back and they sent me home with this, you know, giant 2-pound plastic container of fresh gourmet duck fat, which was absolutely amazing. I did so much with that. It was so delicious.
I don't have a follow-up question to that because there's no way to follow that, but that is the most New York thing I've ever heard. All right. What do you do in your free time other than cook?
In my free time, when I actually have free time. So before pandemic, I love to travel over the world with my family. We took my daughter from when she was very young all over the world. That's just a huge passion of ours. That's obviously something we've not been able to do recently. So I'm really looking forward to getting back to that. Aside from travel, I love to cook. I cook dinner almost every night for my family, and I really do enjoy it. I also have, I would call it an obsession with home automation and smart home gadgets.
What are you most proud of professionally?
Professionally, I would say I'm most proud of where we've taken my company over the last, you know, 15 to 20 years. I'm really proud of the reputation that we've built up, the client base that we've worked with. I think we've really hit the mark with our clients, and we've really, you know, built a lot of loyalty to us. So I'm really thankful for our clients for giving us the trust and the ability to help them, and for our teams, you know, across our entire company for executing on that. Personally, I think one of the things I'm most proud of, I achieved a Microsoft Certified Master certification in 2011 and a Microsoft Certified Solutions Master Messaging certification in 2013. Those were pretty elite certifications. I've been humbled by what that's done for me in terms of my personal career, as well as my company. I think it's helped my clients a lot. So I'm very proud of those achievements.
You and Kraft Kennedy are awesome. You guys are always able to help whenever we have a question or someone needs outreach. With that said, that's a lot of pressure. So if you woke up and had 200 unread emails and you could only answer one of them, which one would you choose and why?
I would say if I was traveling, you know, prior to all this, if there was one from my wife, that would be the one that I would open. If I was not traveling and I was at home, then I would probably say the most recent one where I was at mentioned would be the one that I would open up, figuring it's someone needs something specifically for me. And if it's the most recent one, hopefully it's something that I can help with very, very quickly.
Well, now that we all know how to get your attention, Joe, thank you so much. Do you have any last words for us? And if they're about duck fat, I'm also going to leave that in this.
For duck fat, they make really good potatoes. So if that's something that you wanted to make, you know, kind of after you do your turkey, I would highly recommend doing that. I think parting words is, you know, we've been really happy to support the ILTA organization. I'm really excited to see, you know, what ILTACon is this year after going virtually last year, and looking forward to seeing the future of how we all work together once we start hopefully getting back to some semblance of new normal.
Yeah, this post-pandemic is stretching out a bit longer than maybe we all thought, but we are returning to that. I'm excited to see you for ILTACon 2021 at the Mandalay Bay.